My name is Jim Behoosh, and welcome to the Sustainable House Sketchbook, dedicated to sharing information to make our existing or new houses more comfortable, healthier, and efficient. I mentioned last week how new homes constructed in 2013 hit an all-time high in size, with the average being 2,598 square feet. Each year, Fine Home Building magazine dedicates an issue to the best in new construction and remodels. One of their categories is for the best new small house. This past year's project winner was, of course, lovely and very well done. It also happened to measure 1,600 square feet. Two people live in that house. Now, it's true that 1,600 square feet is a good deal smaller than the average new house at 2,598 square feet, but calling it a small house is a bit of a stretch. A two-page explanation written by the woman who wrote the Not So Big House books was featured in that issue as well. She was making the case for a 1,600 square foot house winning in the small house category. She made some good points. Her contention was that our focus shouldn't so much be on a target number for square footage, but more on giving clients a high-quality house within their budget. Often, that involves creating a smaller home than perhaps they were considering, so as to be able to focus more of their budget on wow items. She is also of the belief that drawing a line and saying, "This is small, this is big," will do nothing beneficial, only ostracize people. I wholeheartedly agree with most of what she had to say. What I would love to see in next year's Fine Home Building Hosts issue would be a few more categories. Best new house under 500 square feet, best new house under 1,000 square feet, and maybe, just maybe, best new house built by folks who could have built a way bigger house if they so desired. That's what that 1,600 square foot house felt like to me, and that's cool. Have some information you'd like to share on the Sustainable House Sketchbook? Send an email to info@weru.org with house in the subject line.